he is in exile over in Sicily. We asked him to do a video because he's a very powerful guy. And one of the things that we'll do off of Clay's website is we'll post some of his writings to America and to the world. Okay? And they're really good. He wrote a couple of great letters to Donald Trump when he was the president. He just recently wrote a letter to America. He also recently wrote a very long article about how he perceives the world. Okay, and this is a guy that's, you know, in the world of the Catholic religion. He's way up in the hierarchy, and he's been basically placed in exile by the current Pope. So he came into my life. He came into my life some time ago, a little over a year, actually probably a year and a half ago, before the elections and all that, through a family member, because of my background as a Catholic. And I didn't know who he was, but we got to speaking to each other quite often, and writing about different things to each other, you know, as you do with anybody who you see as a mentor or a counselor. That's kind of the way I saw him. So anyway, you're going to see a video. We asked him about a week ago. We tried to get him to come in here by just on a live feed, but it was just too hard because he's sitting overseas. So he did a video, and that's what you're going to see. This gentleman was what's called the papal nuncio from Rome to the United States of America. So Rome puts out these people, and they call them nuncios, and it's like an ambassador from Rome to whatever respective country that actually allows for religion, okay, which is very few. So to be the papal nuncio from Rome under the previous pope is a big deal to the United States of America. And he served at the cathedral in Washington, D.C. for the better part of a couple of years, and then was in a sort of a way that I was sort of forced out of the government. He was sort of forced out of Washington, D.C., because he's very, very outspoken. He's very outspoken. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear some interesting things. Take it for what it's worth and learn. Learn from everything that we try to provide you from different voices. And this is a voice from around the world that actually speaks, you know, very eloquently, but also when you read what he writes. So we'll make sure that we post that at Clay's website, the various articles and stuff too, because we want you to dig. I want people to stop just taking what's in a headline and stop reading a paragraph or two, which is the normal person, right? You got to dig down. You got to learn. You got to read, and you got to make your own, you know, your own judgments about what's happening in the world. So this particular pope, and I have my own challenges. I wrote a book a number of years ago. It's called The Field of Fight. It's a bestseller. And in that part of that book, I actually take on the Catholic religion because I felt very strongly about some of the things that the Catholic religion was doing. And it really had to do with how they were applying canon law, right? A lot of people maybe that are not Catholics don't understand that, but it's called canon law. Canon law is what the church in Rome tried to use in the United States of America when they were trying to defend priests who were having a tough time with pedophilia, right? We had a lot of problems there. I don't know how much you know about it here in Oregon, but believe me, back east, up in New England, Pennsylvania, and some other areas, it's something that I am very adamantly opposed to, right? So, yeah, it's a big deal, big deal. So, anyway, I don't want to dilute his message. My point is that this is a time when we have to listen to all kinds of voices. This is one of them. And we also have a pope who came into office since the time of Peter. Okay, Peter, everybody knows Peter, right? First, really the first apostle, right? So Peter became the first pope. And all popes subsequent to Peter, except for this one, came into office after the pope actually died in office. And then they would go through the very, very fascinating ceremony of choosing the next pope. Well, this particular pope came into office because the last one was sort of forced out. And that's my words, okay? First time in the history of the papacy. So it's interesting. It was fascinating to me because I'm one of these guys that pays attention to this kind of stuff. Because I want to know what's going on around the world. I want to know what is shaking, what is moving, and what is happening, and how are things occurring from a historic perspective so we can start to look at the trends that we're going to face in the years ahead. As I think about my own family and I think about my own grandchildren, like I said yesterday, this is why I'm up here, period. So, okay. So Archbishop Vigano, he is a very, very articulate guy. Pay very close attention. It's about 20 minutes or so, okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
Praise be Jesus Christ. Dear friends, General Michael Flynn asked me to speak with a message for your rally. I gladly accepted his proposal because I wish to greet you and encourage you in this reawakening of consciences. If you are reawakening, it is because until now, someone has forced you to sleep, drugged you, and distracted you from what he was plotting in order to continue undisturbed in his criminal action. But the slumber of American and all people has lasted far too long. It is now the moment to open our eyes, to wake up, and to understand what has happened and what is happening. It is the moment to act. The threat of a third world war is weighing on all of us. They have told us that President Putin invaded Ukraine to support his expansionist ambitions. But in reality, the main purpose of Russia's military operation is to prevent the aggression of the deep state and NATO. Putin is fighting against the same globalist elite that holds us all hostage. On March 6, the Russian ambassador to the United Nations denounced what you have been advocating for 2 years. He declared that Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States and that the election was falsified with the complicity of the European nations using the Dominion apparatus. And we know that in order to advance the agenda of the Great Reset, it was necessary to get rid of Trump, who would never have allowed either the pandemic first or the escalation of the Russian-Ukrainian crisis. This is not a war of the Ukrainian people. It is not the Ukrainian people who are persecuting their Russian brothers, but a puppet government supported by neo-Nazi military militias, a corrupt government designed by the globalist cabal, which today finds itself with a cocaine-addicted president, a former actor and dancer who hides billions in tax havens while the Ukrainian people is among the poorest in Europe. It is not a war of the Russian people. For years, the Russian Federation has been demanding respect for the Russian-speaking minority. The international community has already turned the other way. It is not a war of the European nation. It is the leaders of the European Union who want a conflict in order to justify implementing the Great Reset and imposing a dictatorial regime made up of limitation on freedom, an impoverishment of the population, the elimination of small businesses, the imposition of an inhuman and technocratic model of life, and the cancellation of the identity of nations, their history, and their religion. It is not a war of the United States. The American fought anti-Nazism against Nazism. And it is scandalous that today Biden is helping a government that supports and collaborates with the extremist groups that hoist the swastika and propagate Nazi ideas. It is the deep state with its servant now infiltrated into all institutions that wants war in order to extend its dominion over the whole world under the pretext of exporting democracy. While in reality it is thinking only on selling weapons, enriching itself and appropriating the resources of the invaded countries, sowing destruction and death. We should not be surprised to learn that on January the 6th, 2021, at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., there were members of the Azov Battalion present. The enemies of the state have no qualms about aligning themselves with war criminals so as to blame their political opponents and accuse President Trump of insurrection. This fact alone should be enough to understand their subversive project and their intention to stop at nothing to achieve it. Behind this war, there is the desire to destroy the international balance, to force European nations to impose sanctions on Russia that mainly affect Europe, in perfect harmony with the aims of the Great Reset. The destruction of the economy of the nation that depend on Russian gas and raw materials intends to force them to supply themselves from USA in quantity much lower than their needs and at a much higher price. But above all, it intends to subject them and enslave them, as the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland, admitted some time ago. Let us have no illusions. These servants of the New World Order, who have managed to occupy the highest position of national governments and international organizations, are our enemies. Enemies of the good. And enemies of God. They do not care how many of us will have to die from the effect of the vaccine, from hunger or from bombs. They are only interested in power, personal advantage and the advantage of their masters, whom so far no one has dared to incriminate and condemn. This war is being driven by the pressing need of Biden family to cover up the colossal conspiracy and the very serious crimes that Joe and Hunter have stained their hands with, along with their accomplices. The news of their involvement in the presence of American biolaboratories in Ukrainian territory, co-financed by Soros in the activity of Burisma, in the monitoring of Obama and Clinton's, confirm an enormous, scandalous conflict of interest that in itself ought to make us ask, in whose name does Joe Biden speak? Does he speak for the defense of the interests of the United States, or to hide the crimes he and his son committed? Does he speak as President of the United States or as a puppet in the hands of the deep state and the globalist cabal? This is a war, yes, a war that began some time ago, remained underground and became evident with the pandemic. It is a war of the elite against the whole of humanity. It's an undeclared war, but one that has already claimed millions of victims as a result of denied treatments and forced vaccines more than by weapons. It is a war of the new world order against you, against us, against our children, our values, and our future. It is a war of darkness against light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, as St. John tells us in the Gospel. Because darkness hates light. The light is truth, it is clarity, it is honesty. The light is Christ. The darkness is lies. It is deception. It is conspiracy. The darkness is Satan's kingdom. What is Russia asking of Ukraine? To recognize the independence of Crimea? To guarantee the rights of Donetsk and Lugansk? To repress neo-Nazi movement, and to remain neutral. These are things that United Nations should demand first. And Zelensky himself, under pressure from Putin's military forces, has said that he is willing to negotiate peace conditions, perhaps with the intention of obtaining a ceasefire in order to reposition his forces. But Biden does not want this, and is forcing Zelensky to resist, pushing the nation of Europe forward in sending weapons and troops, and threatening, in a mad delirium, preventive intervention with nuclear weapons. This conflict should never have begun, if peace had really been desired. But as Joe Biden admitted a few days ago, war is an opportunity, as was the pandemic. And while the Kremlin tells us that we will soon have to face a food emergency, their accomplices are preparing to profit from the sale of wheat and agricultural products, after having spent the last few years taking possession of millions of acres of cultivable land. What are the magistrate waiting for in order to recognize a coup d'etat in these criminal speculations? How much longer will they live, those who should be defending national interests and promoted good for their citizen, free to serve their own interests? You may be wondering why a bishop is speaking with words you would expect to hear from a politician. Perhaps it is because the politicians are almost all servants of the system, sold out to the globalist cabal, paid by the big pharma, Soros, or deep state. Only a few. And you all know who those few are, and some are here today, have had the courage to denounce this worldwide coup, oppose the mainstream narrative, and raise their voices against the violation of the fundamental rights and the constitutional freedoms of citizens. Allow me to speak to you as a bishop. I first denounced it 2 years ago, But now the ferocious and violent assaults of these conspirators is so obvious that they are no longer even hiding. It is an attack by the elite that has as its purpose the destruction of everything that is part of our identity, of our culture, and of our faith. It is an infernal elite who desire death and hate life, who desire disease and hate health, who hate peace and desire war. An elite that it is based on lies and detests truth. An elite who wants slavery and tyranny and hate the freedom of God's children. It is an elite that hates God, hates our Lord Jesus Christ, and has devoted itself to the service of Satan. If you really want to wake up, if the Great Awakening is what inspires your protest, you must have the courage to look reality in the face, to understand that if these traitors have managed to come to power and today can decide the fate of individual nations and the whole world, it is because we have not reacted from the beginning against the first signs of their plans. We have tolerated the destruction of the family. We have endured the placing of true God on an equal footing with idols. We have allowed billions of innocent people to be killed by abortion. We have allowed our children to be corrupted with immorality, pornography, the corruption of gender theory, and the LGBT ideology. We have allowed our rulers to use freedom not to serve God and the common good, but to worship Satan and spread sin and vice. We have believed that if we left others free to act against the natural and divine law, they would in turn leave us free to be honest and good citizens. We fell into a huge deception, because our tolerance towards evil has today necessarily developed into society's intolerance for the good. The time has come to act. We must really all wake up, get on our feet, and demand that those who govern us be honest, think of the common good, and obey only God and those who elected them to help citizens live honestly, instead of seeing ourselves more humiliated each day, treated like slaves and forced to witness the destruction of everything that our fathers have laboriously built. The time has come to denounce the corrupt and the traitors, to expel those who do not serve the people but the deep state or the new world order, because none of us wants that new world order. Only the few who think they can still terrorize us with the pandemic, with the threat of the nuclear war, with the impoverishment of nations, with the imposition of absurd rules that no one has ever wanted or approved. The time has come not only to stand up, but also to get on our knees. Not the way Black Lives Matter does, but as every good Christian does before the majesty of God. Or on our knees, with the Holy Rosary in our hands, praying to the Lord to forgive our sins and the public sins of nations, imploring Him who have mercy on us, and promising him that we first, all of us, commit ourselves to live as good Christians, as patriots, as honest citizens, as responsible fathers and mothers, as obedient children, as valiant soldiers. The time has come to establish an anti-globalist alliance, a worldwide civil movement that gives voice to the majority of citizens, denouncing the coup that is now in progress, revealing the connivances of the powerful, the conflicts of interest of the lobbies, and the lies of the mainstream media. This alliance must have its own clear and common purpose that refutes the agenda of globalism and opposes it with a concrete proposal in conformity with the natural law, the common good, and the good governance. A proposal that promotes harmony among nations and peaceful coexistence among sovereign peoples, whose right to live in their own homelands must be recognized, as well as the right to build their own future and well-being, without exploiting others and without being exploited. A proposal that gives centrality to sovereignty of nations, to the protection of religion, culture and traditions, to defense of life and the family. A proposal that definitely breaks the odious chains of the dictatorship of the ideologies that in recent decades have been imposed on us only to destroy us in soul and body. Dear friends, may you recognize the United States of America as one nation under God. Have the courage and the coherence to oppose with all your strength the conspirators who have infiltrated the post of government, all the corrupt people who are willing to provoke a world conflict in order to obey their masters, and all the traitors who want to subject humanity to Satan's hateful tyranny. Awake, dear Americans. Awake and put on the armor of light. As St. Paul says, do not be afraid to give courageous witness to your faith, your love for your homeland, your legitimate desire for honesty and goodness, for truth and beauty. If you know how to side with Christ, it's certainly victory will also be yours. May God bless you all. May God bless and inspire your reawakening with holy purposes. And may God bless the United States of America.
Archbishop Vigano, he wants you to know, and I want you to know, that we are not alone in this world, okay? We are not alone. And one of the phrases that he said, because it was said by our current president there, that war, he said that war is an opportunity. That's what Biden said. War is an opportunity. War is not an opportunity. War is not an opportunity. War is a failure. It is a failure. Now, are we in a war? Yeah. Yeah, we're in a war. We're in a physical, we're in an emotional, and an intellectual, and we are definitely in a spiritual war. We're definitely in a spiritual war. One of the things that I want you to walk away from these, after these last couple of days here after the end of the day, I want you to walk away inspired. You're going to find and you're going to hear people that are going to inspire you. And I want that inspiration to get right inside. Talk about getting under the skin. I want inspiration to get under your skin. Okay? And I want you to decide. I want you to decide what it is that you are going to do. So as you hear the different people over the course of today, and you learn and you keep learning as the days go on here, I want you to be inspired, because we are not alone. We are going to fight this thing all the way to the end. All the way to the end, all right? All right. God bless you. God bless America, and thank you.
All right, now once again, folks, let's hear for General Michael Flynn. Hey! All right, Thrive Nation, I am back from Oregon after a 31-hour drive in my super sweet 8-seat Ford passenger van. And something happens to you after you've driven 31 hours back from Salem, Oregon to Tulsa, Jerusalem in an 8-seat Ford passenger van. But we're back, and I've got 7 quick updates for you. Update for you number one. If you want to know who is the man steering the Great Reset, we see mask mandates, vaccine mandates, social distancing mandates, and all this other nefarious jackassery. But who's the one leading the way? Yes, folks, the man leading the way, his name is Yuval Noah Harari. He's a lead advisor for Klaus Schwab. Barack Obama praises the man. Mark Zuckerberg praises the man. Stanford praises the man. Harvard praises the man. You've got the mainstream media praises Yuval Noah Harari. The New York Times praises Yuval Noah Harari. He is a lead advisor to Klaus Schwab, and that's the man you want to look out for. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. You need to watch Yuval Noah Harari explain to you the true agenda of the Great Reset transhumanism agenda on today's video. Second update for you. Salem, Oregon was 100% sold out, and every event we do is always 100% sold out, but we're now down to our final 312 tickets for the Myrtle Beach Reawaken America Tour event. So if you want to get out to sunny Myrtle Beach for the May Reawaken America Tour event, you can get those tickets by going to time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com, or you can fire me off a text message to 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Update number three. If you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary series 100% free, simply click on the link in the description of today's video, or you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the shop button. When you click on the shop button there, you can watch the Reawaken America documentary series there for free. Whoa. Also, if you'd like to watch my goats play on what I call the Goat Palace, I'm going to queue up some video footage here. If you want to come see my goats play on their Goat Palace in Tulsa, Jerusalem, Oklahoma, we do have a business workshop coming up here, our next business workshop. Previous to COVID-19 and the Great Reset and all this craziness, I have hosted business workshops for well over a decade. And if you want to get your tickets to learn how to start and grow a successful business, simply go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. This business workshop is really built for existing business owners who want to grow their business and take it to the next level. Although small business owners who are potentially startups do attend this event from time to time. But again, if you want to attend the world's highest rated and most reviewed business workshop while also visiting my Goat Palace in visiting Tulsa, Jerusalem, you just go to time2freeamerica.com, and our next interactive business workshop is going to be June 16th and 17th. That's June 16th and 17th right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Next update for you. If you're looking for jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines, jobs that don't require those COVID-19 vaccines, all you have to do is go to time2freeamerica.com and click on the button that says find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Also, if you're an employer and you don't want to require your employees to take RNA-modifying nanotechnology COVID-19 vaccines, all you have to do is register your business at time2freeamerica.com by clicking on the button that says find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Also, if you're looking for doctors that are not deep state controlled doctors, doctors that will not require you to take an RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside your body, simply to see a doctor, go to time2freeamerica.com/treatments. That's time2freeamerica.com/treatments. Next update for you. If you're wanting to know what in the world is going on, I truly do believe that God always reveals his plan to the prophets first. For anybody out there that doesn't know, Kim Clement was the late great prophet who mentioned that Trump would become a trumpet. He was also a man who mentioned there would be a man by the name of Donald who'd become the president, and there would be a time of a contested presidency, a time where a man by the name of Donald, a Trump, would actually become the president. But then there would be a time of a contested presidency, and America would say, how could it possibly be that we have two presidents? That Kim Clement, one of the most accurate and prolific prophets of our time, Kim Clement actually had a prophecy that he released that shared about the Great Reawakening. I really do believe that Kim Clement did, on April 4th of 2009, prophesy about the Great Reawakening. And he actually said, and I'm quoting, he said, a movement is being born. Those who've previously rejected him shall become Davids of this day. And if you want to watch that Kim Clement prophecy, I know you'll find it to be very encouraging, very eye-opening, very awakening. I encourage you to check that out on today's, you'll see it in today's show description. If you're looking for Reawaken America Tour gear, hoodies, hats, t-shirts, books, the whole deal, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and click on the shop button, and bam, you will find Reawaken America Tour gear right there. My name is Clay Clark, and I can't wait to see you at the next Reawaken America Tour event. Now, on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had incredible guests join the tour thus far. We've had Jim Caviezel. We've had General Flynn. We've had Simone Gold. We've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. We've had Pastor Greg Locke. We've had, I think I mentioned, Mike Lindell. We've had just an incredible lineup of speakers, Eric Trump. But occasionally, we even have a surprise call-in guest.
Let the president, the real president, say a few words.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you. My boy is he's a great boy, and he's having a fantastic time. And it's great to be in that hole. We love the state of Ohio. We love the state of Ohio. And it's so nice to be talking. I wish I could be there instead of my boy, but he's doing a good job, I understand. How is Eric doing? Is he doing a good job?
Hello, America. This is Pastor Mark Burns. I am so excited with a big announcement that I have for you. We are bringing the hottest and most sought-after tour to the great state of South Carolina, and that is none other than Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn's Reawaken America Tour is coming to South Carolina. You need to go ahead and get your tickets ASAP. I believe there's only going to be 2,500 tickets available. We just sold out in Oregon. Clay just said Oregon has been sold out completely. Ohio has been sold out completely. You want to go ahead and get your ticket right now because you're coming to the greatest state in the union, that is my state, my home, the great state of South Carolina. Get your tickets right now. I can't wait to see you. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Hey, I'm Clay Clark, Roger Stone, Jackson Longmire, and the Incredible Hulk. Hey, and last name Holcomb. We're here with some Reawaken America Tour updates. First off, can you explain the momentum behind these tours?
Yeah, it's incredible. People are hungry for truth. They're tired of the BS they get from the mainstream media. They're tired of the BS they get from the cabal in Washington. They're really tired of the crap they're getting from Big Pharma. So there's no place else you can get a lineup of this. These are truth tellers across the board, doctors, political figures, political activists, community activists, candidates for the U.S. Senate like Jackson Longmire, who are going, I've been in politics for 40 years. We used to drag people out and beg them to come. No, people are waiting online. Yeah. There's a backup for tickets.
Okay, now second update here for you is a lot of people say, man, Clay, Eric Trump's coming. We have, you know, all these household names. You've had Sidney Powell participate. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. And people say, what's the catch? How is it possible that you let people name their price? And so, Gina, you talk to people every day. How does it work if someone wants to buy a ticket to these events? Because people are always asking me, what's the catch? Can you kind of tell me how the ticket pricing works?
Yeah, so we have the VIP tickets, which are $500. And then we have general admission, which is $250. And then if you're on a tight budget, you can get a scholarship ticket. And we start those at $135, but we can let you name your price if we need to.
What's the
lowest ticket that you've sold a ticket for so far? The lowest price?
Probably about $6 or $7.
Whoa. So that's a pretty low price. If you're listening right now and you have somewhere between $7, $250, $8, we don't care. Just get out to these events. You go to timetofreeamerica.com to request a ticket. And if you want a speed pass, you can text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. You can text that number and you can also request tickets that way. Third update, Pastor Jackson, is people are discovering bold pastors like yourself, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, and you are signing COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. The Washington Post doesn't like that so much.
Not so much.
But you've signed over how many COVID-19 vaccines?
As of today, since September, I've signed over 55,000 COVID-19 religious exemption forms, which is how thousands of people keep their jobs without taking the jab.
Unbelievable. And if people want to request the COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions, how do they do it?
They go to my website, which is jacklaw.us. Jacklaw.us, JACKLAW.US.
Roger, I want to tap into your wisdom on this because there's a narrative by people that don't want us to get together and don't want the reawakening to occur that the Flynn team somehow has a feud with the Trump team. But yet Eric Trump loves General Flynn. General Flynn loves Eric. There seems to be a unity happening. I'm seeing a reawakening and a great unity that's occurring. I'm seeing momentum. Can you kind of explain why General Flynn is such a great patriot in your mind?
General Flynn, who I got to know when he and I were basically on trial in the same federal courthouse, being tortured by the same corrupt criminals. And we knew each other by text and phone a year before we even met. One of the finest individuals I've met, I worked for four American presidents. General Michael Flynn is one of the greatest Christians, one of the greatest constitutionalists, one of the greatest patriots. People understand this guy is a war hero. This is the guy who pulled out his gun and saved others. And to see him unfairly tarnished as a cultist or a deep stater is nonsense. One of the greatest men I've ever met. There's no dichotomy between us and the president. I know the Trump family loves General Flynn, and I know the general has been extraordinarily loyal to the president, as I have.
Mike Lindell's website, frankspeech.com, is providing Americans like this guy over here, Aaron Antis, and like my wife back here, with the ability to post things on social media without it being deleted. I mean, as conservatives, we have to find, as Christians, a place where we can share the truth without worrying about our content being censored and deleted. And it turns out it costs money to do that. And so what we're trying to do on the Thrive Time show, where we're encouraging everybody, including you, to go out there and go to mypillow.com and buy anything. Anything that Mike Lindell will sell you, use the promo code Clay, and that way he can fund the creation of Frank Speech. And I'll just ask Aaron you this question. At ShawHomes.com,
yes, sir.
Do you have employees that work there?
Yeah, like 100.
Do you pay them?
We do.
See, this just did. You have to pay people, but Mike has to pay his people. I'm assuming they're getting paid.
Yeah.
And he has servers. He uses servers to build the website, to host the website, all these things. And so it's going to require some money. And so I was thinking, why don't we, as a family, why don't you, as the Thrive Nation, why don't we all come together, go to mypillow.com, use the promo code Clay, and buy something. Now, if you use the promo code Clay, you can save up to 65% off. And so we've been ordering some stuff to show our support. And let's just see what kind of stuff we have here. Now, this is Angelina, who is not a member of Antifa.
Whoa.
Okay, we are reasonably sure, we're mostly sure she's not a member of Antifa. And she's my daughter, and that's good. So can you open up the box here and see?
Yes. Cleo will help her. James, Cleo will help her. We'll help her.
Now, this is all stuff you can buy on mypillow.com. You're not just getting just pillows. They're guaranteed the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. I'm going to start rocking moccasins in the office now.
Rocking the moccasins.
Rocking the moccasins here. These are...
You brought a uniform, right?
Yeah, these are also... you can also use these as kind of hoof gloves.
Hand warmers.
So they're versatile, you know.
So look how many are in there.
There's a lot here.
And then maybe you guys
will
have to fight over.
Oh, you want a pair for everybody? The 13s. These are boats. These also can be used as boats. On MyPillow, you can get slippers. You can get blankets. You can get
cat beds.
Cat pads or cat beds?
Your mom said cat beds.
Cat bed. You really can get
cat
beds.
Well, they have dog pillows. You could use them for cats, I assume.
We need to get one for them.
Yeah. Are you guys messing with me right now? Is this a real thing?
I have no clue.
Mom says a real thing.
I think there is.
All right, we're back from Ohio, and we had a great time there. And it is true that the Reawaken America Tour, and that includes me, I'm being sued by Dominion's Eric Coomer for
claims of election fraud, for exposing the election fraud, for allowing people like Mike Lindell onto the stage to talk about election fraud, for allowing people to Joe Von Pulitzer to hop on the stage to expose election fraud, for allowing the people of America to hear the truth about the 2020 election was in fact stolen. And so right now we set this up on the website. I'll pull it up right now. So far, I've spent just over $110,000 on legal bills thus far. And at this point, we are 90 days into this process. If you could help support us against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great. I would greatly appreciate that. And if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the button that says support play, that's me, against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be wonderful. And any donations at all you can make through the platform Gibson Go would be greatly appreciated. And 100% of the revenue comes in from that will go to fight this lawsuit. Also, for full disclosure, full transparency, I have not taken a dime of income from the Reawaken America Tour because we want this event to be affordable for everybody. So if you're listening right now and you can afford a full price ticket, great. If you need a scholarship ticket, we want to help you. We don't want anybody to be denied access to the Reawaken America Tour simply because we're in a tight spot financially. My name's Clay Clark. I'd greatly appreciate you if you could help support us in our fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit. Again, it's cost $110,000 in the first couple, 3 months here. We've been fighting this, and it is expensive, but the truth is on our side. We're not going to let anybody, including Eric Coomer, keep us from sharing the truth about how the 2020 election was, in fact, stolen. All right, Thrive Nation, I am back from Oregon after a 31-hour drive in my super sweet 8-seat Ford passenger van. And something happens to you after you've driven 31 hours back from Salem, Oregon to Tulsa, Jerusalem in an 8-seat Ford passenger van. But we're back, and I've got 7 quick updates for you. Update for you number one. If you want to know who is the man steering the Great Reset, we see mask mandates, vaccine mandates, social distancing mandates, and all this other nefarious jackassery. But who's the one leading the way? Yes, folks, the man leading the way, his name is Yuval Noah Harari. He's a lead advisor for Klaus Schwab. Barack Obama praises the man. Mark Zuckerberg praises the man. Stanford praises the man. Harvard praises the man. You've got the mainstream media praises Yuval Noah Harari. The New York Times praises Yuval Noah Harari. He is a lead advisor to Klaus Schwab, and that's the man you want to look out for. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. You need to watch Yuval Noah Harari explain to you the true agenda of the Great Reset transhumanism agenda on today's video. Second update for you. Salem, Oregon was 100% sold out, and every event we do is always 100% sold out. But we're now down to our final 312 tickets for the Myrtle Beach Reawaken America Tour event. So if you want to get out to sunny Myrtle Beach for the May Reawaken America Tour event, you can get those tickets by going to time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. Or you can fire me off a text message to 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Update number three. If you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary series 100% free, simply click on the link in the description of today's video, or you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the shop button. When you click on the shop button there, you can watch the Reawaken America documentary series there for free. Whoa. Also, if you'd like to watch my goats play on what I call the Goat Palace, I'm going to queue up some video footage here. If you want to come see my goats play on their Goat Palace in Tulsa, Jerusalem, Oklahoma, we do have a business workshop coming up here, our next business workshop. Previous to COVID-19 and the Great Reset and all this craziness, I have hosted business workshops for well over a decade. And if you want to get your tickets to learn how to start and grow a successful business, simply go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. This business workshop is really built for existing business owners who want to grow their business and take it to the next level. Although small business owners who are potentially startups do attend this event from time to time. But again, if you want to attend the world's highest rated and most reviewed business workshop while also visiting my goat palace in visiting Tulsa, Jerusalem. You just go to timetofreeamerica.com, and our next interactive business workshop is going to be June 16th and 17th. That's June 16th and 17th right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Next update for you. If you're looking for jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines, jobs that don't require those COVID-19 vaccines, all you have to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the button that says find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Also, if you're an employer and you don't want to require your employees to take RNA-modifying nanotechnology COVID-19 vaccines, all you have to do is register your business at timetofreeamerica.com by clicking on the button that says find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Also, if you're looking for doctors that are not deep state controlled doctors, doctors that will not require you to take an RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body simply to see a doctor, go to timetofreeamerica.com/treatments. That's timetofreeamerica.com/treatments. Next update for you. If you're wanting to know what in the world is going on, I truly do believe that God always reveals his plan to the prophets first. For anybody out there that doesn't know, Kim Clement was the late great prophet who mentioned that Trump would become a trumpet. He was also a man who mentioned there would be a man by the name of Donald who'd become the president, and there would be a time of a contested presidency, a time where a man by the name of Donald, a Trump, would actually become the president. But then there would be a time of a contested presidency, and America would say, how could it possibly be that we have two presidents? That Kim Clement, one of the most accurate and prolific prophets of our time, Kim Clement actually had a prophecy that he released that shared about the Great Reawakening. I really do believe that Kim Clement did, on April 4th of 2009, prophesy about the Great Reawakening. And he actually said, and I'm quoting, he said, a movement is being born. Those who've previously rejected him shall become Davids of this day. And if you want to watch that Kim Clement prophecy, I know you'll find it to be very encouraging, very eye-opening, very awakening. I encourage you to check that out on today's, you'll see it in today's show description. If you're looking for Reawaken America Tour gear, hoodies, hats, t-shirts, books, the whole deal, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and click on the shop button, and bam, you will find Reawaken America Tour gear right there. My name is Clay Clark, and I can't wait to see you in the next Reawaken America Tour event. Now, on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had incredible guests join the tour thus far. We've had Jim Caviezel. We've had General Flynn. We've had Simone Gold. We've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. We've had Pastor Greg Locke. We've had, I think I mentioned, Mike Lindell. We've had just an incredible lineup of speakers, Eric Trump. But occasionally, we even have a surprise call-in guest.
Let the president, the real president, say a few words.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you. My boy is—he's a great boy, and he's having a fantastic time. And it's great to be in that hole. We love the state of Ohio. We love the state of Ohio. And it's so nice to be talking. I wish I could be there instead of my boy, but he's doing a good job, I understand. How is Eric doing? Is he doing a good job?
Hello, America. This is Pastor Mark Burns. I am so excited with a big announcement that I have for you. We are bringing the hottest and most sought after tour to the great state of South Carolina. And that is none other than Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn's Reawaken America Tour is coming to South Carolina. You need to go ahead and get your tickets ASAP. I believe there's only going to be 2,500 tickets available. We just sold out in Oregon. Clay just said Oregon has been sold out completely. Ohio has been sold out completely. You want to go ahead and get your ticket right now because you're coming to the greatest state in the union, that is my state, my home, the great state of South Carolina. Get your tickets right now. I can't wait to see you. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Hey, I'm Clay Clark, Roger Stone, Jackson Longmire, and the Incredible Hulk. Hey, and last name Holcomb. We're here with some Reawaken America Tour updates. First off, can you explain the momentum behind these tours?
Yeah, it's incredible. People are hungry for truth. They're tired of the BS they get from the mainstream media. They're tired of the BS they get from the cabal in Washington. They're really tired of the crap they're getting from Big Pharma. So there's no place else you can get a lineup of this. These are truth tellers across the board, doctors, political figures, political activists, community activists, candidates for the U.S. Senate like Jackson Lohmeyer, who are going, I've been in politics for 40 years. We used to drag people out and beg them to come. No, people are waiting online. Yeah. There's a backup for tickets.
All right, our second update here for you is a lot of people say, man, Clay, Eric Trump's coming. We have, you know, all these household names. You've had Sidney Powell participate. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. And people say, what's the catch? How is it possible that you let people name their price? And so, Gina, you talk to people every day. How does it work if someone wants to buy a ticket to these events? Because people are always asking me, what's the catch? Can you kind of tell me how the ticket pricing works?
Yeah, so we have the VIP tickets, which are $500. And then we have general admission, which is $250. And then if you're on a tight budget, you can get a scholarship ticket. And we start those at $135, but we can let you name your price if we need to.
What's the lowest ticket that you've sold a ticket for so far? The lowest price?
Probably about $6 or $7.
Whoa. So that's a pretty low price. If you're listening right now and you have somewhere between $7, $250, $8, we don't care. Just get out to these events. Go to timetofreeamerica.com to request a ticket. And if you want a speed pass, you can text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. You can text that number and you can also request tickets that way. Third update, Pastor Jackson, is people are discovering bold pastors like yourself, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, and you are signing COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. The Washington Post doesn't like that so much.
Not so much.
But you've signed over how many COVID-19 vaccines?
As of today, since September, I've signed over 55,000 COVID-19 religious exemption forms, which is how thousands of people keep their jobs without taking the jab.
Unbelievable. And if people want to request the COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions, how do they do it?
They go to my website, which is jacklaw.us. Jacklaw.us, JACKLAW.US.
Roger, I want to tap into your wisdom on this because there's a narrative by people that don't want us to get together and don't want the reawakening to occur that the Flynn team somehow has a feud with the Trump team. But yet Eric Trump loves General Flynn. General Flynn loves Eric. There seems to be a unity happening. I'm seeing a reawakening and a great unity that's occurring. I'm seeing momentum. Can you kind of explain why General Flynn is such a great patriot in your mind?
General Flynn, who I got to know when he and I were basically on trial in the same federal courthouse.
Oh, nice.
Being tortured by the same corrupt criminals. And we knew each other by text and phone a year before we even met. One of the finest individuals I've met. I worked for four American presidents. General Michael Flynn is one of the greatest Christians, one of the greatest constitutionalists, one of the greatest patriots. People understand this guy is a war hero. This is the guy who pulled out his gun and saved others. And to see him unfairly tarnished as a cultist or a deep stater is nonsense. One of the greatest men I've ever met. There's no dichotomy between us and the president. I know the Trump family loves General Flynn, and I know the general has been extraordinarily loyal to the president, as I have.
Mike Lindell's website, frankspeech.com, is providing Americans like this guy over here, Aaron Antis, and like my wife back here, with the ability to post things on social media without it being deleted. I mean, as Christians, we have to find a place where we can share the truth without worrying about our content being censored and deleted. And it turns out it costs money to do that. And so what we're trying to do on the Thrive Time show, where we're encouraging everybody, including you, to go out there, to go to mypillow.com and buy anything. Anything that Mike Lindell will sell you, use the promo code Clay, and that way he can fund the creation of Frank's Speech. And I'll just ask Aaron you this question. At ShawHolmes.com,
yes, sir.
Do you have employees that work there?
Yeah, like 100.
Do you pay them?
We do.
See, this just did. You have to pay people, but Mike has to pay his people. I'm assuming they're getting paid.
Yeah.
And he has servers. He uses servers to build the website, to host the website, all these things. And so it's going to require some money. And so I was thinking, why don't we, as a family, why don't you, as the Thrive Nation, why don't we all come together, go to mypillow.com, use the promo code Clay, and buy something. Now, if you use the promo code Clay, you can save up to 65% off. And so we've been ordering some stuff to show our support. And let's just see what kind of stuff we have here. Now, this is Angelina, who is not a member of Antifa.
Whoa.
Okay, we are reasonably sure, we're mostly sure she's not a member of Antifa, and she's my daughter, and that's good. So can you open up the box here and see?
Yes.
Can we get a little help here? James, can we get a little help here? We need a little help here.
Now, this is all stuff you can buy on MyPillow.com. You're not just getting just pillows. They're guaranteed the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. I'm going to start rocking moccasins in the office now.
Rocking the moccasins.
Rocking the moccasins here. These are...
You're part of the uniform, right?
Yeah, these are also... you can also use these as... kind of hoof gloves.
Hand warmers.
So they're versatile, you know.
So look how many are in there. Is there a pair for
there's
two?
A lot.
Here. And then maybe you guys will have to fight over
them. Oh, you want a pair for everybody? The 13s, these are boats. These also can be used as boats. On MyPillow, you can get slippers, you can get blankets, you can get...
Cat beds?
Cat pads or cat beds?
Your mom said cat beds.
Cat bed, you really can get
well,
a cat bed?
Well, they have dog pillows, so you could use them for cats, I assume.
We need to get one for them.
Yeah. Are you guys messing with me right now? Is this a real thing?
I have no clue.
There's
like, Mom says a real thing. I think there is.
All right, we're back from Ohio, and we had a great time there. And it is true that the Reawaken America Tour, and that includes me, I'm being sued by Dominion's Eric Coomer for claims of election fraud, for exposing the election fraud, for allowing people like Mike Lindell onto the stage to talk about election fraud, for allowing people to... Jovan Pulitzer to hop on the stage to expose election fraud, for allowing the people of America to hear the truth about the 2020 election was in fact stolen. And so right now we set this up on the website. I'll pull it up right now. So far, I've spent just over $110,000 on legal bills thus far. And at this point, we are 90 days into this process. So if you could help support us against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great. I would greatly appreciate that. And if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the button that says support play, that's me, against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be wonderful. And any donations at all you could make through the platform Gibson Go would be greatly appreciated. And 100% of the revenue that comes in from that will go to fight this lawsuit. Also, for full disclosure, full transparency, I have not taken a dime of income from the Reawaken America Tour because we want this event to be affordable for everybody. So if you're listening right now and you can afford a full price ticket, great. If you need a scholarship ticket, we want to help you. We don't want anybody to be denied access to the Reawaken America Tour simply because they're in a tight spot financially. My name's Clay Clark. I'd greatly appreciate you if you could help support us in our fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit. Again, it's cost $110,000 in the first couple, 3 months here. We've been fighting this, and it is expensive, but the truth is on our side. We're not going to let anybody, including Eric Coomer, keep us from sharing the truth about how the 2020 election was, in fact, stolen.